When Real West Cinema closed its doors in January in Silver City, City Council Member for District 4 Mike Morones, along with other residents, found themselves with one less form of family entertainment. Now, Councilman Morones is doing something about it by sponsoring a resolution authorizing the city to purchase the Silco Theater and leasing it to Silver City Main Street. Silver City Main Street would run it as a first-run movie theater and as a theater for the arts. The purchase would come from grants and not from town coffers.
One is any town that's has any viability it has to have a theater. You know, that's I think that's just a basic given for a quality of life and as an incentive to bring people here as far as retirees or new businesses. And for the first time in my life and even my knowledge of history back into the 1920s, I don't think Silver City's ever not had a theater until now.
And how was your resolution received?
It's been received very positively with most of my constituents. There have been negative comments, but mainly in the respect of there's been comments that why don't we spend money on streets and such like that as opposed to this. The information I've given them is we're using grants that are specifically earmarked for this, meaning we're actually spending money that we can only spend on something like this, that we're not even allowed to spend them on other things like roads.
Councilman Morones says the purchase of the Silco Theater will be instrumental in the economic development of Silver City. The resolution was approved by the council, leaving residents of Silver City waiting for a happy Hollywood ending in their hometown. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.